13. The Street. Faust. Mephistopheles. What happened? Quick, it's settled, right?
Bravo. So you're on fire and aching? Soon you'll have Gretchen for the taking. You'll see her at her neighbour Marta's place tonight. No fitter person of her gender to play the gypsy and the panda.
Splendid.
But we're obliged to something further. Well, one good turn deserves another. We only have to file our testimony. Her husband's bones with holy sanctimony in Padua lie buried. That's the call.
Brilliant. So now we have to travel there and show it.
Sancta simplicitas. That isn't it at all. Just swear it. You don't have to know it.
Some plan. If he's got nothing better, that will blow it.
Oh, holy man, so straight and tall. Is this the first time in your life you've ever given false witness? Tell me now, haven't you laid down definitions, bold of brow and stubborn heart, of God, the world, and how the universe evolves in tones of power? Nor ever claimed you've plumbed the heart and mind of those your fellow men? Embrace it. You know no more about those matters, face it, than you can know of Mr. Schwertlein's end.
You always were a sophist and a liar.
Yes, if you go no deeper and no higher. Won't you tomorrow, in all honour, beguile poor Gretchen, lay upon her soul promises of love to con her?
But from the heart?
Well, good for you. So all that stuff, the love, the faith unending, that one almighty force all virtues blending, will that be from the heart then too?
Enough, it will. If I perceive it, and feel that raging tumult rise, and seek a proper name to give it, but fail, and wander through the world of feeling, grasp for the highest words revealing, and call this flame in which I'm blasting, unending, ever, everlasting. Is this a devilish game of lies?
And yet I'm right.
Listen to what I say. Please spare my lungs more talk now, if you might. Whoever has a tongue and must be always right will have his way. Come on. Lay off the chatter, and not just because you're right, but more because I must.